Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. Let's kick it off with Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Asa.
Sure, partner. What's going on?
I've got a 15-year-old, almost 16-year-old high school athlete. He's three sports, baseball, basketball, football, but he is what they call in the sports world an undersized athlete. He is about 5'7", 115 pounds. And my question is, what does he need to be doing to maintain muscle mass, increase muscle mass, so he don't get run over by these 250-pound running backs?
Don't make him a linebacker.
Every time the coach sees him, he asks him if he's eating. You know I'm eating, coach. At the sports banquet, the coach gave me three pieces of cake, told me I'd eat all three of them. But he eats like an alligator. And what I mean is he'll eat like crazy today, but he won't eat nothing for 3 days. I'm not hungry. And you just, you know, you can't force something on him. But so what does he need to be doing? Not to tear down muscle when they're doing their workouts and their sprints and everything, and to help yourself gain a little weight.
I'm going to give you some tips. First of all, because that's who I was. What is his age?
He's 15. He'll be 16 in November.
When I was 16, I was playing football in high school, and I was right at 6'1", and I weighed 130 pounds. And so, I could spend 2 hours talking to you about what I did. I'll give you the hot, I mean, literally. And then eventually got it to be about 250 pounds of solid muscle. So, without drugs. So, there is a way. And his body is in a place right now where, here's the thing. He thinks he's eating. He's not eating as much of an alligator as you think, as what it takes to gain the weight that he needs to. If he wants to play those sports and put on muscle and all that kind of thing.
He may have a week or two off between now and when school starts again in August.
All right. Well, food's our best medicine, all right? And there's nothing greater than literally putting in the calories. Now, here's the catch-22. The catch-22 is, obviously, he's going to be using food to put on the weight, put on the size, and all of that. But it's also can be a little bit hard on the digestive tract. So you want to be – he doesn't need to eat junk food. Like, I'm not good with him having four pieces or three pieces of cake just to get some extra calories in there, because you want to put good weight on, but you also want to keep everything healthy on the inside, meaning that the foods that you put in his body are what he's going to use to make cells. So the old adage, you know, drinking a gallon of milk a day and all that, not a big fan of it. There's better ways to get the calories. So I still stand on my principles for, and I wish I knew this at 15 and 16, if I knew what I knew now kind of thing. But I wish, you know, here's the thing, 6 to 7 meals a day for him to gain the weight. If that's what he wants to do. And I would go 4 solid and 3 liquid. At 6 minimum. 7 would be over, you know, would be pushing it over the edge a little bit to really do that extra. So I don't know how the schools are set up for him, but it would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner, pretty big meals. And then maybe some kind of protein shake or something. There's some organic. I know at lifestylereseach.org there's meal replacements, a full meal replacement that has equal amounts of lean quality proteins, like I talk about, low glycemic carbohydrates, and then the good healthy fats. And they're also, it's organic, so it's hormone-free, antibiotic-free whey protein. Okay, so those are the kind of things that would be helpful for him. Has a pediatrician just kind of say, just eat whatever, just feed him? I mean, do they just kind of not give you a full game plan?
Well, just the nutshell, if they say, well, he's going to hit that growth spurt one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
That's okay. He's probably put out 3 or 4 inches in just in the last 5 or 6 months. He's starting to grow some. If he did a test, I'd say his fat content is probably at 2 or 3%. And I don't if you get too lean, he can dehydrate when they start working out these summer workouts, and it's 115 down here in Alabama. So I just want to make sure that he does as much as he can. I don't know about getting him to eat 6 meals a day. Would probably have to strap him down and pour it at him. But
Here's the thing. If you're asking me what it will take, and everybody wants to know what it'll take, that's what it takes.
Okay.
So you see what I mean? So it's kind of like you just got to sit down with him and say, look, if you know, ask him the question, say, do you want to gain weight to keep up with the other guys in football and baseball? He's going to say yes. And say, well, this is a good strategy. And this is a proven strategy, too. This is not anything that's just out there. This is what most athletes do that are looking to put on or maintain their weight through the athletic programs. And this is pretty standard of what's taught with strength and conditioning coaches. I was one at Florida State. And this is what is taught for athletes. So not only am I giving it to you from my perspective now, but it's also from what I've gained throughout the years. And it's not fun. It feels like you spend your whole life eating. But that's why the meal replacements are really good, because he can do 3 big solid meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2 minutes, to mix with water. Don't mix them with milk. Mix them with water, and then down the hatch it goes. Or he can do nuts and fruit, whatever, for some kind of snack in between those meals. But it's about keeping the calories up. And fats are good for him, the healthy fats, you know, the almonds, walnuts, cashews, those kind of things. And they pack a ton of calories. That's 6 meals a day. I'm sure they've got him weight training 4 days a week, probably in the off season, 3 to 4. I would not do more than 4. Because if he's looking to gain weight and he's a lean body type, then the more activity he does, the harder it's going to make for him to gain that weight. Supplements, don't get tied up in all the supplements with everything that's out there. He's young, but don't be scared of things like creatine and glutamine. All right? Creatine and glutamine are safe supplements. You can check with the label, check with your health food store, but there's been claims that they mess up your kidneys and your liver and all that. It's about following the descriptions on the label. Don't do the ones with all the sugar in them. I would hold out and wait probably and talk with his pediatrician about that too. But, you know, the standard right now is waiting for the kids to wait till they're about 17 or 18 before doing that. Just hit good food right now for him is his best option, really. It's going to be one of the best measures for him. It really is. And it's just eating more of it and getting plenty of proteins, good healthy fats, and good quality carbohydrates. Rather than eating a bunch of bread and pizza, which is pretty typical for a 15-year-old, it's about getting good lean quality fruits and vegetables and low glycemic fruits and vegetables, putting a bunch of good stuff in. Not that he can't have some fun. I'm not saying that. Of course he needs to do that. But for his mainstay, at least 80% of what he eats needs to be great. And if you can pack lunches for him or provide those foods for him or get up in the morning and make him the kind of breakfast he needs, not Fruit Loops, but, I mean, full-on eggs and good fresh fruit, those sorts of things, that's going to pay huge dividends in him getting where he needs to be as an athlete. The supplements that he could look into, talk to the pediatrician about the Foundational Four, good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil for those omega-3 fats, all the way around, that's going to help him with joint rehabilitation while he's training so hard, and probiotics for overall digestive health. See, all that is just basic. It's simple. He doesn't need to get outside of that box. Keep it simple, and his body has everything it needs to grow.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check it out. If you're not part of the social media world, Facebook and Twitter, you can find us there. We want to encourage you, empower you, and equip you to be everything that you can be for your life and with your health. Check us out there. Also, our new weekly email newsletter called an e-zine called The Health Prescription is available. It's absolutely free, and you can sign up there at asaandrew.com. Pregnant women, their diets affect child obesity risk. New report out that says it's talking about epigenetics, this study is. And epigenetics is going to be a term that you're going to be hearing a lot more in the future. And it's basically how we can directly affect our own genetics. It's pretty interesting to see how this is really coming around. There's books out on it, but there are new items and new information that are coming out all the time. And it says what a woman eats when she's pregnant can affect her child's risk of obesity, regardless of how fat or thin she is. And what her baby weighs at birth, according to a new study published in the Journal of Diabetes recently, the British Heart Foundation said the study provides strong evidence of the need to help women of childbearing age follow a healthy lifestyle and diet. Led by Southampton University in the UK, including members of New Zealand and Singapore, the international team of researchers found that a process called epigenetic change alters the function of an unborn baby's DNA in response to changes in the mother's diet. And these risk changes have been detected by sampling the umbilical cord at birth, these epigenetic markers for obesity risk. And using the epigenetic markers, the researchers were surprised to find they could predict about 25% of the variation of fatness in the 300 children when they reached the age of 6 to 9 years. That's pretty amazing. And the children were born to mothers who had participated in two longitudinal studies based in Southampton. Previous studies on animals had already been shown that the mother's diet in pregnancy affects offspring's body composition and results in epigenetic changes in genes that control metabolic processes. Until this study, it was not clear whether this happened in humans or not, the finding that it does. Epigenetic changes, which affect how DNA is expressed without actually changing the coding sequences passed down to the child from the biological parents, also influence how our bodies respond to lifestyle factors like diet and exercise. So based on these findings, even though that it doesn't change the coding, the original coding, it can change how the DNA is expressed. And that's going to influence how well you respond to things like diet and exercise, how one person can go on a specific diet and their body gets really lean and they get into shape and another person does not. They're going to find out these differences, and that's what this study is leaning toward in this epigenetic realm that they're working on. For example, they're finding now with these epigenetic changes how the DNA instructions are interpreted in the creation of cells such as proteins and other building blocks within the body. For the study, researchers used childhood adipose tissue or the amount of fat mass as a measure of obesity rather than the BMI. So it's interesting as the future comes. I mean, this is really right here. What this is talking about is really groundbreaking, believe it or not. Because if you think, you know, obesity and being overweight, not just in America, which we are the worst, but worldwide is becoming a challenge. Just because of our foods are changing, we're not using the raw foods, and everything's processed now for the most part. And that's what the majority of society is going toward, fast-paced society. Everybody's moving quickly, so they're just getting in whatever foods they can get in to make it happen, and it's making us fat, and it's making us sick, to be honest with you. So with epigenetics, learning how we can modify, even by our lifestyle choices and by what mothers do to the baby, I mean, to their own bodies for the baby, it's pretty incredible to see how we can impact so much of our own health, but not only that, with our kids. So interesting to see how this is going to develop in years to come, because they are continually doing studies along these lines. Our lifestyle, you're going to see more and more how our lifestyle directly affects our health in so many ways. We're learning it every single day. Medicine is getting stronger every single day in these aspects, and they're studying it and doing research on it more than they ever have. And it's exciting. It's exciting because that's the area of medicine and the area of healthcare that I'm really obviously into. And I think it's the front lines. It's something that if we don't learn it, And if we don't start making these changes, then we're only going to become sicker as a nation and as a people, and we're not going to be thriving in our health, and we're going to be getting into our 50s and 60s miserable, broke down, beat up, bodies falling apart, getting sick, have taken 10 medications, and the cycle's never going to stop. So there has to be new research coming, and I'm glad they're doing this for more of preventative and lifestyle-based medicine. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can call me there or email me. We're going to Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hello. How are you doing, Dr. Isaac?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for teaching the general public, and also for us that are into the holistics field, you're a great teacher.
Thank you. It means a lot.
My question is, I currently have somebody that I'm working with, and I've got them on a whole foods diet. I've got that clear. But what they suffer from, they have had a stroke on the thalamus. And the person is numb, but yet have severe pain all on the right side. The left side is fine and functions, but the right side... he is still on a medication, and, you know, so I have to be very careful what, you know, goes with the medication. But trying to restore back certain things like memory, trying to help with deadening the severe pain that he has through nerve endings. Currently I have him on ginkgo biloba and lecithin. So I'm trying to figure out what else can I help him with.
Well, there's a lot you can do, and that's great that you're working with him like that, and he's still taking the medicine. There's several things you can do from more of a natural perspective that we'll get into in just a moment, because combining the two, traditional treatment like he's doing now, and then you giving him a great foundation, more of a great, I guess, healthy lifestyle foundation, plus working with some natural alternatives is a good game plan. So let's do this. Let's go into a commercial break, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in detail. 888-283-7272.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
Well, I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You listen to the best in healthy talk radio. We're going with Lori. And Lori, we were talking about how you're working with someone now. They've had a stroke, is that right? And it was on the thalamus. Is that what you said?
What'd you say?
You said it was on the thalamus, is that right?
Yes, it is. He also has an aneurysm on the thalamus.
Okay. Now, the doctors have him on which medications currently?
They have him on for high blood pressure. They have him on for, he suffers anxiety now. They have him on for Fenugreek, just all different kinds of stuff, and nothing really works.
Well, right. Nothing works
he
for it.
Constantly has to take his blood pressure, and I put him on, 3-6-9 oils, and that lowered it too much. Then he became just very sleepy, so I just cut it back to 2 times a week, and that seems to be keeping his high blood pressure down.
So if he had one main complaint that you would be asking me about, that one area that you're struggling with in all of this, would it be his memory? Would it be, give me one thing rather than a host of things. Let's do one.
Okay. Probably the one main thing is the pain endings. You know, instead of most of the stroke victims have numbness, He's right. The opposite. He has all this pain, excruciating pain. If you touch him on that right side, he just, it's like lightning bolts to him. So he just would like to get through one day that he doesn't hurt, that he doesn't, you know, that he could function, that he just could live life, you know, one good day.
Yeah. No, I understand. Does it hurt?
Transmitting to that right side. It's like the right side is like, okay, we're not going to work for you. We're just, it's just trying to get that right side to work. Even within his organs, it's like it's just, it's
organs
not getting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so does his doctor know that you're working with him?
Yes, she does. He went yesterday, and he told her, and she said, well, I can see improvement, especially in the diet, you know. And she said, I see improvement in the in many areas, but she said, you're still, now they're going to test him for gallbladder, which, you know, he just goes from one thing to another, a different adverse effect. So they've backed off from the medications to figure out, okay, what's going on?
Does he have, who's he under care with? Does he have several team, I mean, does he obviously has a cardiologist, but does he have a neurologist that's working with him as well?
He has a neurologist, he has a cardiologist, and he has a general practitioner.
GP, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, here's kind of the deal, and with the gallbladder, I mean, that raises an entirely different issue within itself, because, see, that's related to acetylcholine, which acetylcholine is the main neurotransmitter, which, of course, that reflects memory, and it also can affect so many. It's the main neurotransmitter, the main brain chemical that causes all the synapses with all the different neurons as far as the neurochemistry goes. So here's the deal. If we're dealing with blood pressure, he's dealing with the tingling could be several things. It could be deficiencies. It could be buildup of toxicity. It could just be a plain result of the stroke itself. I mean, that's and as simple as that sounds, so really the only thing you've got, if the medication's not cutting it, you can do some natural things to work with and let them all know. And I hope here's a real big key. And this is where here's the blending of traditional and natural-based healthcare where they start butting heads. Do this, and I'm telling you, it will just bring light to everybody. It's great that they know you're working together. That's always so important, because a lot of times when somebody's seeing somebody for like homeopathic or naturopathic medicine, everybody's trying to kind of hide from the medical doctor. They really don't want to, like the patient doesn't want them to know, because they don't want to deal with an argument and they don't want to deal with all that, right? And then so that you've got that whole thing going on. So it's always good that you're up front. Hey, we're all working together. We're all on the same team. That's great. Another thing is give them a list of everything that he's taking, whatever, lecithin, CoQ10, whatever he's taking. Give that to them so they can put it in their chart. And you keep a list of everything in his chart. And, as far as this process goes, the omega-3 fats, that's a good call. Really is, because that is, and I'm a big fan of cod liver oil, if you listen to me a lot, because vitamin A is in there naturally, not added, and then vitamin D as well. And they're naturally occurring in there, so you're going to get great benefits. And it's going to definitely help with blood pressure, but it's going to help with the vascular integrity throughout the body. That's why it's so good. Rutin is very good, too, because rutin is extremely important for the structural integrity of the vessels and ensuring potentially, I mean, obviously you can't be 100% sure, but it's a good insurance plan to keep the vessel strong for later. And so that's something to consider in this process. So the tingling and all that, typically a fatty acid deficiency could cause that. B6 deficiency could cause that. Again, it could be a result of the medications, which he can't stop, and I wouldn't recommend stopping. I mean, if it was my own wife, I wouldn't recommend stopping that. I think at this point in time, it's all hands on deck. It's not natural versus alternative. It's or versus traditional. It's everybody working together to give him a good game plan. I'm just glad you're working with him, because I think it's really important to give him a good foundation. His diet, like you said, you got that on board. Great. I would pull him off all gluten. That would be something to really consider in your plans over there, because gluten is extremely toxic to the nervous system. and it's very hard on the nervous system. And just by taking out all flour-based foods, all gluten-related products, it's going to make a huge difference in his brain chemistry, memory. It's going to make a big difference in so much within his health. It's going to lower inflammation within his body. And some other things, lecithin is really good, by the way, for helping with acetylcholine. And the more you can build up acetylcholine, depending on if he's got a lot of gallstones built up in the gallbladder, the better chance he has of possibly not having it taken out, because acetylcholine directly drives the gallbladder, and that's Eastern medicine. A lot of people wouldn't agree with me on that, but there is strong research around that. If you look at Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, that's all connected in that way. So certain foods that are really good for that, eggs, whole eggs, of course, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. And the supplements, along with the lecithin or phosphatidylcholine that can be really good and something to study and look up, would be huperzine. It's called club moss. And that's just, fantastic. Galantamine is a prescription drug in Europe, but it's still available as a supplement here. And then acetyl-carnitine. Those are all very good and things to look into for acetylcholine levels and to keep those balanced. And that'll help the gallbladder, too. For gallbladder as well, glycine and taurine together, those two amino acids make bile salts, and that's what helps break down the extra fats within the body. So, there's a lot you can do to really give him a higher quality of life as they're kind of going through that. And the blood pressure, the omega-3s and all that, that's going to help. Jumping on a mini trampoline is really good for him. Is very beneficial for reducing pressure within the body and increasing cardiovascular flow at 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day. There's a really good one you can pick up called Urban Rebounder. It's at urbanrebounder.com, I believe. Great folks over there, by the way, that company. And really, really makes some good products. It lasts forever. It's got a little stabilization bar. Good stuff. But, yeah, those are things that are really good. Arginine, citrulline, there's a lot you can do for blood pressure. But if you're wanting to focus on more of the neurological side, just let them know. Make sure everybody's in cahoots on what you're doing. But you're headed down the right path. Again, foundation, foundation, foundation. Lifestyle with his choices and you helping him with that and guiding him in that process is going to make a huge difference, while the rest of the medical care is sustaining and maintaining and managing the crux of the symptoms so that it doesn't head that way again. And building up that system is going to be really important as it goes through the process. So hopefully that will help you. Just keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up for our weekly email newsletter, you should. It's free, and it costs you nothing. It's at the website, and it launches out this week, and we're really excited about sending that to you, because it's going to have other experts giving their opinion. We're going to be interviewing folks. It's going to be great. Great information to empower your health and your life. Let's go to Roy. Hi, Roy.
Good evening, Dr. Aikos.
Good to talk with you, man. How can I help?
I'm a 58-year-old, very active, 6 feet, 185 male. And I went to a dermatologist for a nail problem, and she gave me Diflucan.
Okay.
And after 4 or 5 weeks, I started getting really dizzy, having chest pains, and I thought I was having a heart attack, and nauseated all the time. And so I went to fill the Diflucan for the second month's prescription, and the pharmacist called my primary care physician, and he in turn called and told me to quit taking it.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting so sick that I had already made asked to visit my regular primary care physician.
So the question is, what?
And he did blood work, and my CPK was 591.
Wow.
And I was continuing to get worse and worse and worse. And of course, he had already instructed me to quit taking the Diflucan and quit taking the cholesterol medication, which I did. He even put me on a heart monitor for 3 weeks.
Okay. And so how are you now? Your question to me is what?
I am better. I am still. I had more blood work. I'm down to 400. I understand if this does not come down, back down to, say, a 200 or a little over 200, it can be very detrimental. Is that correct?
It is, very much so. CPK or creatine kinase is a big lab result, and we'll get into more about the inflammation and what it causes when we come back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. You should know that, practice it, live it, believe it, and make it happen, because if you haven't made good healthy lifestyle choices up to this point, it's okay. The body changes, and as much as it can change, you have to change first. Change your mind, change the way you think, and you'll change the way you live. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show. We were talking with Roy going to the break. Roy has been taking Diflucan, which is a medication used primarily for things such as yeast-related infections, fungal-related infections. I believe you had an issue with your toenail. So you had fungus on your toenail, and they gave you Diflucan, right?
That's correct.
And so, but you took it for, what, 3 months?
No, I only took it for a month before it elevated my CPK.
Okay, I thought you said 3 months. You're only supposed to take that, I mean, just days, not even a week. And if
I was prepared to take it a year.
Yeah, I know. But here's the deal. That's a little bit challenging. And here's the thing. That's why in this situation, with your CPK levels going up, they were going up because the tissue within your body was breaking down. And typically CPK, creatine kinase, has three different isoenzymes. It can be breaking down the heart, the brain, or skeletal muscle. Those are the three. And those are the three enzymes, the main areas the CPK shows that are being broken down. Did they do the separated isoenzymes, or they just did CPK and that's it?
I'm not sure. I think it's just CPK, but we're doing it every 2 weeks. It's down to 400. But my problem is I'm constantly nauseated, dizzy, and have no energy. And I always have lots of energy.
Yeah. And you're off the Diflucan.
Yes.
100%. Yep.
And
you're off.
Statin.
And you're on a statin drug at the same time, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Here's the game plan. The game plan is, obviously, the good news is the body can recover. Okay? That's the good news. Good news is the body can recover. If not, you wouldn't have gone from in the high 500s or mid 500s down to 400 on your CPK. So the goal is to keep having it come down. But there are going to be some things I think personally you might want to talk to your doctor about it, but there's some great things you can do to get it to come down, supporting the liver, allowing the liver to help regenerate, repair skeletal muscle tissue, cleaning the body out. Do you exercising at all? Tell me some of the things that are you doing anything proactive, or you're just kind of calling me for the first time?
I'm taking CoQ10.
Oh, that's good.
I was exercising, but I'm not able to exercise because I'm so dizzy and nauseated and weak.
There is a cleanse that you can do too. Let me recommend some things to you, all right? I'm going to suggest some things, just lay some things out there. You do some research on your own regarding them. But when you get the dizziness and whatnot, there's several things that needs to happen. Typically, when you're taking medications, and there could be some toxic overload with it, several things. One, there is a basic cleanse you can do where you do it's made for technically yeast, fungal-related type issues within the body. However, it can also just be a good overall cleanser. Keeps electrolytes in your body and all. And I would recommend, this is important, check with your doctor. And that's not just a big disclaimer. I really mean that. Because just make sure everybody's good with you doing that. Because he knows all, or she knows, all of the blood tests and everything else that I don't see right now. Okay? So that's important to know all of that. But it's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And you might want to look into it, check into it, because it's real simple. It's 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, organic, of course, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and then freshly squeezed lemon. Put all that together, purified water, and then you want to sip on that throughout the day, 3 to 5 days, see how your body responds. It really does help detoxify and clean the body. And then go to more of an anti-inflammatory diet after that. Those are some great options. It's been shown these type of cleansing type regimens have been shown to be helpful to the body. So it could be something to look into. And also, in the process of the dizziness and whatnot, if the doctors are just telling you, hey, let's just wait and see, let's ride it out, let's see what happens, which is pretty typical because, again, everybody's probably scratching their head right now and not really knowing what to do. It's about putting good nutrition in your body. That's what you have to do so that everything that was broken down for a period of time can build back up. And so that's why equal amounts, and this is my little mantra, but equal amounts of lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the healthy fats are what your body needs. So don't just be eating anything and everything because it's only going to have your body have a harder time repairing itself and getting back where it needs to be. It needs to be one of those deals where you're putting quality nutrients in. Supplements I would keep pretty much to a minimum. I wouldn't be doing a whole lot right now. Your body doesn't need to be straining a whole lot, stressed a lot with the digestive tract and whatnot. It really doesn't. So Foundational 4, I would do bare minimum. CoQ10 is a good idea. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's going to be heart protective, cardio protective, and will definitely help with the energy levels. But a good, you know, whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and probiotics, that's the foundational four that I always talk about. And it's important. Those are the four things we don't get in our food supply. Eating healthy is going to be important. Exercising, even if you don't have the energy level, if this was me, I would push myself. Even if it's just a 20-minute workout. Because what that's going to do, it's going to stimulate the lymphatic system, which is our body's natural detoxification system. And it's also going to increase blood flow. With what the body has to do to repair right now, it will help increase that process. And that's something that you want to be doing everything you can to be making that happen. Chlorella is something good too. And the green drinks that are out there, that helps the body flush things out, flush toxins out of the body, and helps the body repair. So keeping the body more of an alkaline state, as we call it, can be beneficial to you. So there's several things to look into. Just make sure that you're proactive with all of this. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I know that's challenging. I know the physician was doing the best that they could. They wanted to just help you to get well. I just know that things will get better. It's just going to be a process and take some time. You just got to make some good choices now in the meantime. That's another hour in the chart. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boost libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.